Connecticut wants to position itself as a hub for innovative and growing tech companies. Each year, the Connecticut Technology Council showcases the tech sector at the annual Markham Tech Top 40 Awards. Michael Bruder is partner in charge at the Hartford office of sponsor Markham LLP. He says awards like these are important.
We have a vested interest in supporting our clients, for one, supporting the state and to create jobs, and also to support the industry in general, because we do feel that a lot of our future will be, and it is now, but even more so, will be based on technology of innovation of some of these companies.
Matthew Nemerson is president of the Connecticut Technology Council. He says the event has a greater relevance. It serves as a way to collect data and learn more about where to invest in emerging industry trends.
It's important from a policy standpoint to know where to put your valuable extra resources. Just from a standpoint of society, it's important to recognize and to celebrate successes because it creates some stickiness. The companies that are recognized feel more of a loyalty and investment in the location because they say people appreciate me. It's good to appreciate people.
Feeling appreciated is one thing, but tech companies have choices about where to locate, and the bottom line is also vital. This year, Proton OnSite was a winner in the Energy and Environmental Technologies category. The company, which provides renewable energy solutions, has been in Connecticut for over 16 years. CEO and President Robert Friedland says that although his company is growing, he has concerns about state government.
If we try to solve the fiscal problems through revenue, and we try to throw it on top of business, those are the kind of things that will really hurt companies like us.
Friedland says that businesses are already giving quite a bit.
If we're allowed to grow, we'll create the jobs, we'll do the kinds of things that we can to increase employment, add more people to the workforce, maybe import more people from out of state, in state. That all kind of helps. We can help, but don't hurt us by asking us to do more than what we're already doing.
This year, Norwalk-based company Datto was the overall award winner as the fastest-growing tech company in the state. The company produces backup, disaster recovery, and business continuity solutions for clients across the globe.
Essentially, we went from under $1 million in revenue to greater than $25 million in revenue very quickly.
That's 28-year-old founder and CEO Austin McCord. He says that he's happy with their location and their growth.
It turns out that Connecticut is not a terrible place for a tech company, as much as other people may say otherwise. And we really found quite a bit of really great smart talent. And we found a really good niche for ourselves in being able to pull from a lot of areas where we're located in Norwalk.
As a result, the company is doubling down on its investment in Connecticut and dedicated to creating more jobs.
We made a pledge at the beginning of this year to hire, you know, over 100 people in Connecticut, and we've well surpassed that. But we've got dozens of open recs on our website, and you know, we're continuing to hire. We'll probably grow the staff by another 30 plus people just before the end of the year.
The Connecticut Technology Council suggests that state policymakers need to listen to all of this feedback, the good and the bad, if we're to remain a viable place for fast-growing companies to stay. For WNPR, I'm Sarah Miner.